Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Boy, financial freedom, it gets you where you want to go. And in particular for me today, I'm thinking about, among other things, freedom of movement. I did a show back, it must have been around June, where we talked about some of the sundry freedoms that accompany that financial freedom that we build through passive cash flow, passive investments. And we're going to talk a little bit about what I mean by passive cash flow if you're new to the show. If you haven't ever caught the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, I think the name tips our hand a little bit as to what we're investing in, how we're creating that passive cash flow. But among other things, we talked about the fact that when you become real estate retired, when you've built up that passive cash flow, you have a number of freedoms that you now realize, including freedom from stress, freedom from worry about that job, which we all know a lot of people went through last year, 2020, and during the pandemic and so on. And of course, freedom of movement. And this goes hand in hand with a notion that I heard quite a bit, actually very recently, just last week, a phrase we say a lot, quite often at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you've caught the show before, you've probably heard this before as well. We say, live where you want, invest where you want. So for us, when I say us, I mean my wife and I, live where you want, invest where you want, right now means getting out, hitching up the RV bunker. If you've caught any prior shows, you know we've been doing a lot of traveling around the great state of Texas. Well, we laid low for a little bit, got back to Dallas-Fort Worth, which is our HQ, I guess, where we're normally based. You know, spent the summer at home, let the kid, we have a four-year-old, and you know, signed him up for swim lessons, gymnastics, tennis, other things he wanted to try. So we had to stick around. And of course, we also wanted to stick around and wait for the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That was just last week. And when I said I heard quite often that phrase, live where you want, invest where you want, that's where, at the expo. So we waited for the expo, and as soon as that was concluded, we made our preparations, got out into that RV bunker, and that's where we are now. So that's where when I speak of freedom of movement, that's very much at the forefront of our thoughts, especially with regards to that little guy, as we have shown him around the great state of Texas. But here's the good news. Texas is a big, vast state. You know, we got all the way down to Big Bend, went out to West Texas, South Texas. You probably heard some shows from Lake Livingston, interviewed some local investors there, Corpus, and so on. But we've finally broke the gravitational pull of that great state of Texas, and we're now several states away. In fact, I'm in the southern tip of Illinois, of all places, at a park named Fern Cliff State Park. It's near Gorville, and we're in the RV and enjoying that freedom of movement. But this is the first stop. We're going to keep going. Well, it's not the first stop, but the first longer stop, the first stop where I'm doing my show. When I look out my window, right, I see a lot of these guys in their big RVs, bigger than mine. We've just got a little starter guy, nice pickup trucks and such. It's Sunday, and as the day concludes, they'll return home. They'll get back to those day jobs, weekend warriors, we call them, and the park will empty out. We'll have it to ourselves. I love that. But then we'll continue on eastward, and over the course of the next few weeks, I'll bring you some shows from different places. I'll tell you where I can about those places, and more importantly, bring on investors that have the time to join me. Now, we're close to Indiana, and we have a lot of great investors that are doing good things in Indiana, in Kentucky. Wasn't quite able to wrangle them for today. Everyone's decompressing, I think, from the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and I get that. Two jam-packed days of information, meeting people, and speaking of freedom of movement, obviously, this year this was held in Dallas-Fort Worth, in Irving, which is in between Dallas and Fort Worth, but it wasn't just Texas investors. I met a gentleman from Alaska, Maryland, which is where we're going to wind up at some point. Several investors from Maryland, in fact, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia. Talked with the guy. I'll bring his story up just briefly a little bit here a little later when we get to this notion of live where you want, invest where you want. But met a lot of very far-flung people that are following that very phrase. The gentleman in Alaska, he's not investing in Alaska. He's investing in the contiguous 48 states. I met Steve at prior expos, had him on the show a year or so ago as well. He's in California. And California, as you may believe, it's a higher cost state. Maybe doesn't make sense to hold rentals there, whether houses or apartments. Well, he's in houses and apartments far out from that very state. So he too is living where he wants, California, investing where he wants, Texas, Kansas, I don't know, all over the place. So that's the notion that I want to get into today. That's very germane to our situation, because guess what I did last night? Sitting out by the campfire, in the glow of the embers of the campfire, I had my laptop open and I was reviewing a couple of deals, a couple of potential passive investments in multifamily that had come my way. Do I have to be in Texas to do that? Do I have to be in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is my home base? No. No, absolutely not. So we're fully leveraging the fact that we can be anywhere, as long as we have technology. Technology that's bringing this show, in fact, from this very state park. Then we can get together and we can proceed and progress along our investment track. So again, coming to you from the very southern tip of Illinois today. Now, you may think, well, live where you want, invest where you want. Why? What's the impetus there? Why does it matter? Why not invest where I live? That way I can see the house that I've bought. Maybe go tinker on the house that I bought. Maybe do some of the handyman work on the house that I bought. Maybe that's the problem. And I'm guilty as charged. I've done it as well. In fact, just prior to coming out this way, I'll tell you a quick story. I got an email from a resident in one of our closer single-family houses. So we're invested in both single-family and now passively in some multifamily deal investments as well. But got an email. The resident was kind enough to attach some pictures. Very minor, you know, minor maintenance request. The temptation was very strongly there. It's right down the road. Get in the car. Just go deal with it. Go fix it. And I thought to myself, well, if I'm going to be on the road for longer spans of time, which we are now, I can't do that. I've got to think about the process. I've got to think about who I'm going to leverage to take care of that minor issue in this case. And held my breath, took a step back, called my handyman. He took care of it far quicker than I probably would have anyhow. So, hey, stick around. I want to get to more of the why here in just a moment.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gain and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Out and about on the road again. If you're new to the program, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. And our goal, our mission is to help you become real estate retired, financially free through real estate investing, single family houses and apartments, multifamily. And my wife and I achieved that some time ago, financial freedom by way specifically of single family. That's the path we chose first. Now we've shifted to multifamily, but because of that financial freedom, we have a lot of flexibility. And so I'm able to come to you from the road today in Illinois. So we spent the better part of 2020 hitting a lot of state parks, even national parks within Texas. Big, big state. We still haven't seen it all, but we decided it's time to head east and take our four-year-old out on the road and introduce him to, among other things, D.C. We'll eventually get to the East Coast. And that's the notion of living where we want, or traveling in this case, and investing where we want. And you can do the same. You might even have to do that in some instances. Why? Well, among other things, and I mentioned this already, just simple cost. If I think about some of the investors on out on the coast, think New York City, New York, California, up along the West Coast right now, Portland, Oregon, those places are on fire. They have been for a while, and the simple cost to acquire property there makes it prohibitive for most people, and unless you're playing some other speculative game, perhaps. But we invest for cash flow. We enjoy money five different ways. In fact, we make money five different ways through our real estate investments. We'll talk about that very briefly again for you that may be new to the program. But because the higher costs we see, acquisition and so on, operating costs on the coast, it makes sense to invest elsewhere. So live on those coasts. Invest in places like Texas, and not just Texas. In fact, as we head east, I'm going to try to get some guests from Tennessee. Tennessee's a great state right now. Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, in that neighborhood. In fact, I've got a guest lined up for you that is just south of D.C. Now, he's not investing in Virginia or Maryland. He's investing in Texas. He and his wife are managing, in fact, their portfolio from where they are in Virginia. We'll talk with them in a couple of weeks, in fact. So just the cost, the cost to acquire and to manage locally can be prohibitive, which affects your returns. One of the things we enjoy as real estate investors are higher returns. If you're investing right and investing in a good location. Aside from that, I would say that the legal environment where you are. So I'm in Illinois, and I did a little bit of research online just ahead of the show. In my mind, I thought of Illinois as a less than I'll call landlord friendly state. Texas, by comparison, is a very much landlord friendly state. Among other things, pandemic aside, eviction moratoria aside, that we saw throughout 2020 and the early part of 2021. If I have a tenant, a resident that is not paying, it's very easy for me to get them out of the house, out of the property, out of the apartment unit in the state of Texas under a month, 21, 23 days, something like that. You go outside of Texas, that's going to change. And you should do your research depending on where you sit if you do think, yeah, I'm going to invest locally here in my state. But Illinois is somewhere in the middle, as it turns out. Now, I think of most people like I probably think of Chicago, and that's probably an entirely different animal than where I'm sitting right now in southern Illinois. So you'll have to look at the state level, the county level, maybe even the city level. But that legal structure is going to drive some of that. And again, thinking back to California, well, they're known for making it very difficult to remove people from your property for non-payment of rent. It can go on for years. So for those investors that are in California, well, what are they doing? They're coming to Texas. I met a ton of them, and a ton of California investors at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, in fact. So the legal structure, the legal environment where you sit may dictate that it makes more sense to go invest somewhere else. So there's the simple cost of acquiring the property, the general cost of investing, and the fact that that's going to deflate your returns. And then there's the legal structure, and then availability investments. Now, I think if you look across this great nation of ours right now, you're going to see a lack of inventory no matter where you go. So right now, availability of investments, there may be a dearth no matter where you look. But we still have investors doing good stuff in Texas. And like I mentioned, Tennessee, very bullish there. We opened an office in Phoenix, Arizona. See a lot of good deals coming out, both single family and multifamily. So I've referenced a lot houses, but we have a lot of investors that get into this, get into Lifestyles Unlimited to invest passively as multifamily investors. Very, very good way to go as well. So why generally, just for, again, for the listener that may be new to Lifestyles Unlimited, to this real estate investment program, why real estate? Why did I choose 9 years ago to start to park my funds in single family houses? Why now apartments? Why did John, who I interviewed a couple weekends ago prior to the expo, why did he choose to go the multifamily passive route? Why real estate? Unlike any other investment, we make money so many different ways. If I just think about my houses, we make money five different ways. So first and foremost, I'm collecting rent every month, paying my fixed costs. And at the end of the month, I'm netting some amount of cash that I'm putting in my pocket. We call that cash flow. That's why we started buying houses out the get-go, to build up that cash flow, to replace my wife's income to get her out of her job, which we did in 3 years, just on houses. So we're enjoying that cash flow. That's number one. Number two, we're buying right, and we're buying houses or apartments at a discount, commonly distressed assets, sellers distressed, maybe the property's distressed. Everything I've bought to date has been distressed physically in some way, maybe needed some level of foundation repair or new roofs, sometimes just minor cosmetics. It hasn't been updated since the 60s, but has required some level of work. And because of that, we've been able to get a good deal. We've been able to go in and make an offer and discount for the repair costs. The seller has an idea of what they need to do, and often their idea is a little more inflated than what I'm able to get the work done for. So we buy at a discount, we buy right, and through the process of renovating that property, we create equity, we capture equity. So the equity capture is the second way that we make money. The third way, well, we fixed it up, as I mentioned, it needed work. And it is a house or an apartment that we're going to rent out. So we rent it out and we find a great resident because we do proper due diligence. Very, very critical. If you talk to any landlord, any owner that's been doing this for any period of time, they're going to say one of their very big keys to success is the due diligence they do at the time of lease up to get that resident, that good resident in there. Then that notion of eviction, no matter where you sit, it's less in play, isn't it? But you get someone in there, you've rented out the property, and they're paying that rent. And as part of that rent, you're taking out the mortgage payment, principal, and interest. Interest, okay, fine, that's just an expense. We do expense that. And then the principal, every month, that's paying down the mortgage, and we're getting what we call equity buildup. It's a small number. It can be a small number. Now, recently with values where they are, my more recent mortgages, my principal payment every month is around $200 on our newer properties that we've acquired. That's $2,400 over the course of a year. I'm making about an 8 to a 10% return on those properties. So we got the cash flow, number one. We got the equity capture at the outset, number two. That can be really big numbers. We've got the equity buildup. I got two more for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hit those. And I want to talk about that notion of living where you want, investing where you want. What does it take? Stay tuned.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, coming to you from the road. If you're one of our Texas listeners, you know I've hit the road quite often this past year, year and a half. You know, we actually bought this RV very fortuitously at the very tail end of 2019. We took delivery of it December 31st, very late in the day. Little did we know that it would become the perfect RV bunker, as I call it, a place for us to go and get away from all the crowds and all the corona and everything else. And we've really enjoyed our financial freedom tied to this as well. We've really enjoyed being able to get out on the road as much as we have the past year and a half. Like I said, primarily in Texas, solely in Texas until just now. We finally busted loose and we're getting a little farther afield. We're in southern Illinois right now in a state park, and we're taking that notion of live where you want, invest where you want, and applying it. Now, we had built up a portfolio of single-family houses already, gotten into a few multifamily passive investments as well, which further enable us to do this. But you may be asking, well, how are you managing a single-family house or a portfolio thereof from the road? We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But for the new listener that may just be joining, maybe needs a refresher, I want to underscore why we chose real estate. Why we did personally, why so many investors have over the years. In fact, I was at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo just this past week. And if you missed that, I get it. A lot of people stayed at home for obvious reasons. Good investor. I had the opportunity and the pleasure of interviewing a year and a half ago a fellow named Peter. He couldn't make it. Why? Well, he's from Australia. He's taking this live where you want, invest where you want to an entirely whole other level. Good interview. Go check that out. By the way, if you want to catch that show or the missed part of this one, any others, catch the Del Walmsley radio show. Del Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and we have all of our past shows archived there. Also, while you're there, If you're totally new to this concept of real estate investing or Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll see a little yellow button at the top. It says Join Free Workshop. I encourage you to join that. It's done solely online now. It's an hour and a half. It's, as the name suggests, it is free. So it's just going to cost you a little bit of your time, but you can do that from the comfort of your home, typically in the evenings, sometimes over lunch. It is interactive, so it's not just a simple pre-recorded webinar. There is a presenter, somebody that has been doing this for a while as well and enjoyed some success. So be sure to check that out. And you'll talk there as well about the five ways that we make money. Now, just quickly, if you have any questions today, I do want to give out the number. I am able to receive callers, even though we're in Illinois. The number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. So back to why we choose real estate as an investment platform over things like gold. Inflation's coming, right? Inflation hedge. Everyone talks about gold. You can't beat real estate. As inflation comes and prices go up, guess what goes up as well? And we've seen this massively lately. Our rents go up. I'm actually making more cash flow per house now than I was a handful of years ago, simply because the rental market is on fire. So that's cash flow. That gets us to the cash flow. That's one of the ways that we make money. We talked about equity capture in the prior segment. We talked about equity buildup. What else is there? Well, alongside that inflation, we see the rent inflation. We're also seeing value inflation. We're seeing appreciation. And in general, real estate doubles in value approximately roughly every 20 years. It's going to vary market to market. Of course, some markets go up, some go down, but on average, it's going to go up. Land is scarce. Even in the great state, the big old state of Texas, land values are going up. When I see my property taxes, those are popping up. Now, we get out there, we protest those, by the way, every year. And to much success this year, I have to say, I was actually surprised, but we did very, very well in our value protests. Saved a lot of cash flow there as well. So that appreciation is part of the equation for us as well. And then finally, there are tax advantages. So we're not so much making money on this piece, but we're saving money. It's not how much you make; it's how much you keep. And with the present administration in place, you need to think about what's coming down the pike and what's that going to mean, both in terms of taxes as well as potential inflation. So those are five ways we make money. That's on single family. And that applies to those apply to apartments, multifamily as well. But there's an extra sixth way that we make money with our apartments, which is called forced appreciation. So appreciation is just general market frothing, bubbling up. Inflation happens over time. But with forced appreciation, again, we're going in, and apartments are valued differently than houses. I should take a step back. Houses are truly based on what the market says your house can sell for, based on what's sold recently, sales comps. Apartments are not valued in the same way. They're valued based on their cash flow. So if I can go in there and take the cash flow up, number one, my rents go up, my cash flow goes up. That's good, affecting that one way that we make money. But because the property is valued based on that cash flow, the value pops as well. And I can increase that cash flow a number of ways, a lot of ways, both by increasing revenues. And we talk through that at Lifestyles Unlimited for the lead investors that are getting out there and putting deals together, syndicating apartment deals that I, as a passive, invest in. They put together a business plan, and in there we can see, for example, how they're going to take up revenues, be it rents, adding pet fees, pet rent, maybe putting a laundry in, charging back for utilities, or they're decreasing expenses. We see very often that maybe properties have not been updated. They don't have low flow toilet, showers, et cetera. So we're able to go in and improve things on the utility side or elsewhere on the expense side. So those two pieces working in tandem increase our cash flow, increase the net operating income, and that pushes up the value. That is forced appreciation. And the great thing, now, those lead investors, I mentioned that just a moment ago. That's a term we use within Lifestyles Unlimited. The broader real estate world, we call those syndicators. Those are the people that are putting together the deal, finding us the passives. We're pooling our funds with them, but they're the project managers. They're running the deal, the investment. But the lead investors, they're doing the work. But I, as somebody that's just simply putting my money into the deal, my work is up front. I mentioned in an earlier segment that at this very state park, I was sitting by the campfire last night as my wife was, she was on toddler duty, 4-year-old duty, putting him to bed. So I was scrolling through some possible investments. Live where you want, invest where you want. And they're passive in nature. That's the great thing about real estate investing. It is passive in nature if you're doing it right. And I mentioned earlier as well, especially on single family houses, it's very tempting to get a little too involved sometimes. So you have to be disciplined. I have to be disciplined and focus and think about how do I keep this as passive as possible. And maybe that's outsourcing. to a property manager. But we make money five ways, six with apartments, and we start to accumulate this monthly, this quarterly passive cash flow, this passive income from our investments. And before you know it, that passive cash flow coming in the door for you every month has met or exceeded your monthly expenses. Well, you no longer need that earned income from your job to pay for your house mortgage, your car note, and so on, because you've replaced that income essentially through your passive cash flow. And maybe you go a little farther and now your passive cash flow has exceeded that earned income. You're now making more through your investments than you did as a gainfully employed W-2 job holder, working for someone else, making someone else rich. Well, now you're making yourself rich through your actions. You're real estate retired. It's something we say it all the time. You can do it in 5 years or less. If you're focused, if you get a good team around you, put together a plan, you know, look at what you have in terms of capital, what you're starting with, figure out that best path. As I mentioned for my wife and I back 9 years ago, that was single family. For a lot of people, they just jump into multifamily. And I've met a lot of new investors, new to lifestyles, new to investing in general at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo this past week that were just getting started. And they're trying to figure that out. And it was great to talk with them and see the lights going off in their eyes. Man, I'm excited. I'm jazzed. I talked to another gentleman that is recently joined, looking for his first passive investments. He's out bumping around in an RV as well. So he's figured out he can live where he wants, invest where he wants as well. When we come back, we'll get a little more granular around single family and multifamily. So stay tuned.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Hey, if you've got any questions for me about Lifestyles Unlimited, about investing in single family, investing in multifamily, how to join that free workshop that I mentioned in an earlier segment, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, that is askandy@luinc.com. So we're talking today about living where we want, investing where we want. I happen to hail from the great state of Texas, which is a great market for investing. So we've done a lot of investing locally. Dallas-Fort Worth is specifically my market where I live. It's where our single-family houses are, but our multifamily, not. We've actually invested farther afield, haven't seen them. We did drive by one when we were out bumbling around again here in the RV bunker. Why not? I happen to be on our way, but you don't have to see your investments. I think that's a very important takeaway. And we talked earlier in earlier couple segments about why real estate. There are just simply many, many ways that we make money. The cash flow, the equity capture, the equity buildup from our residents paying down the mortgage, the appreciation, the forced appreciation, and of course the tax advantage is all very, very important and much more than many of your investments that you're in right now will do for you. And the returns, the rate of returns are simply higher. And you'll learn more when you go to that free workshop. Where can you go learn about that? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a yellow button. You can't miss it. While you're there, go click on the radio tab. You can catch our past shows there as well. Hear interviews with folks that are doing this very thing, living somewhere else and investing in other states, in other countries. I mentioned Peter from Australia. I can remember years ago going on one of the wonderful educational events that we do as members at Lifestyles Unlimited, our single family road trips. And there were a couple of gentlemen there from Israel. We have foreign investors, foreign members as well. And they had invested specifically in single family houses. So Peter from Australia, he's doing largely, I think, multifamily now. I think he's fully shifted into multifamily. These gentlemen were investing in single family houses. Again, hadn't seen them. Not sure what took them, brought them to the States, but they were out there on the single family road trip with us. And the single family road trip, by the way, is for members that are focused on houses. And in fact, I went to one of these a couple weeks ago. You go out to a house where work is in progress. Maybe it's just been purchased. Maybe it's just a ramshackle rundown thing and you get to see what the starting point is. Maybe you've gotten to the house at the end of the process, seen what's been fixed up, been handed a copy of the rehab budget so you know what was done to the house. And you learn about it. You learn about renovations. I learned a ton as somebody that has zero background or had zero background in this space nine plus years ago by going to these events. And that's where I met these Israeli gentlemen, and they were seeing their houses for the first time. So you don't have to be present. You don't have to see these things. I know that a lot of investors start with single family, and it's very easy to think, well, I'm going to go in, I'll save some money by tinkering, by doing these things myself, maybe fixing up the whole thing. And it's hard to get away from that sometimes. Even I, 9 years later, sometimes have to tell myself, take a step back. That happened recently, very close property. I said, hold on, I've got a handyman. He can do it. Number one, he'll get out there before I can. Number two, there are fewer layers, right? If I have to go take a look, see what it is, determine, yes, that's above my scope. Let's get the handyman out here. Time's just a ticking. So we made those residents far happier by just getting the gentleman out there to take care of that. So as far as investing, and this applies to both single family and multifamily, how do we do it if we're living somewhere else? It's very, very important that you have couple things in place. I think number one is a good process. And when I think about process, this can apply to different parts of the investing trajectory. You acquire a house. Even before you acquire it, you take a look at it, let's say, and determine what is needed. Is it a good investment? Maybe you walk that property. You do your due diligence. You close. Then you do the rehab, the renovations. You fix it up. You get it rented. You're doing that parallel, ideally. Get it leased. Move someone in. Now you're doing ongoing operations. These should be fairly hand-off if you're renovating properly. We put together the best product. We rent it, lease it at the best price. Keeps people in there longer. We have fewer maintenance issues because we've renovated everything up front that could break or is already broken. Anything that could break in the next handful of years. Keeps our headaches lower or down or gone altogether. Allows us to travel around the country. And in our case, in the RV bunker, allows you to sleep better at night. But that's part of the process. And then finally, you know, disposition sale, cash out refi. Do that 1031 exchange and any means of exit. These are all little processes, and you need to have good ones in place. And one of the things I really like at Lifestyles Unlimited is they have a full, it's a 9-page document where these are all outlined for you. And alongside those processes, and this applies for multifamily as well, you need to have team. So I mentioned having outsourcing to the handyman. I have a great handyman for that particular area. I can trust him. I don't need to see what the work looked like or the maintenance item was beforehand. I don't need to see what the work looked like after. He sends a couple pictures when he's done. I can tell, you know, that it's done properly. So there's a level of trust, and that comes from building a very good team. So if you're going to live where you want, invest where you want, that good process, good team, good infrastructure. And I'll tell you, the membership base at Lifestyles Unlimited, they enjoy both of those. Whether you're single family, whether you're a single family investor or you're investing in an apartment community, especially for the lead investors that are syndicating those deals. For me as a passive, there's very little more than just simply learning, meeting those investors, determining if I think they're a good fit for me personality wise. Do I like their business plan on that particular deal and so on. But for the lead investors that are putting the deal together, they have a tremendous amount of support through our mentoring program, through the mentors there for multifamily, as well as operational consultants. So those operational consultants make sure you're putting a good process in place, you're doing things right, and I help them along that path. And then, of course, anything comes up during ongoing operations, they're available as well. For me as a single family investor, we also have those single family mentors as well. But it really comes down to putting together a very good process and putting together a good team. I mentioned that I ran into a few investors, or quite a few, a lot. At the Wealth and Passive Income Expo this past week. That was in Irving, in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I met Scott, for example. And Scott and I, he had emailed me at some point. He'd listened to this program. got my email again. That's askandy@luinc.com. But he just had a basic question. We exchanged a few emails, and I met him somewhere during the course of the expo, and we had a really good conversation, he and I and his wife. And well, guess what? He's got a couple of investments in Texas, single family houses, but he's not in Texas. He lives in Georgia. So he has that team. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited. He's got the team that we have in place there around the, this is around the Houston area where he happened to buy his houses. So he was able to leverage that team. So if I think about some of those processes, going out and viewing the property, he's not flying in from Atlanta. He's relying on our realty team, our mentors, and so on, general contractors. Years ago, we bought a house. Well, we contracted on a house sight unseen. We were out somewhere, don't know where, but a contractor we trust had walked the property, taken a video, put together a scope of work, sent it our way, said, hey, what do you think? I said, hey, based on everything I see in that video and everything you've put together in the scope of work, looks good. I know that market. Let's do it. Contracted. Now we drove by later since it was in our general neck of the woods. But point is, if you're farther afield and you want to invest in Texas and you're in Atlanta or you're in New York or you're in California, you've just got to build that team. That contractor that you can trust and put together those processes that involve things like video, getting scopes of work. And that may be multiple GCs that you send out. And it is that inspector team. In fact, again, thinking about removing myself from the process, a couple years ago, we went, walked a house. This was a sell direct from the seller deal that we'd managed to find somewhere and liked what we saw, mentally put together our renovation budget, made an offer. The lady, she accepted. We signed there on the spot, had the contract with us. And got it over to title, and we hit the road, and we were gone for, again, just like today, we were out and about somewhere in another state, and went through the whole due diligence process, got the inspectors, the contractors, everybody out there, got home, and closed. So if I think about that broader process, there are two bookends there that I just have to remove. I don't need to be there to see the house, send that contractor out, those folks you trust, and don't have to be there to close either. There are notaries across this great nation of ours. So lots of pieces where you think you have to be there. But ultimately, you can address those through process and through team, just like Scott from Georgia did with his two houses. By the way, he told me the cash flow he's clearing on those things. I don't remember the precise number, upwards of $600 per house. That's great. Got another buddy of mine here in Texas. Well, I'm in Illinois. He's in Texas, David. He sold the house. And he did a 1031 exchange, which is a tax, part of the tax code, which allows us to roll the capital gain forward without having to pay taxes. Where did he invest? In Florida. He had the team. He said, I've got family there. I've got the infrastructure. He knew the area, invested from afar without setting foot in Florida. You can do that too. So just to kind of wrap up here as we're closing the show, I want you to remember that key points. We make money many, many ways with real estate. 5 ways in houses, 6 in apartments. That alone speaks volumes. But to take it a step farther, if you're listening outside of Texas, if you're listening anywhere in the States, anywhere outside of the United States, live where you want, invest where you want. Put together a good process, have that team, and you can do like Scott, you can do like me, you can do like David. Live where you want, invest where you want. Hey, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm happy to come to you from Goreville, Illinois, Ferncliff State Park, about to go explore now that the show's concluded. So hey, you have a good day, and remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.